By the way, this is all on. Perfect.
So we are joined here in the media center with the provisional pro stock motorcycle number one qualifier, Matt Smith. Matt's run of 6.753 seconds at 200.95 miles per hour during Q1 took him to the top of the category. Matt, you're the defending world champion. You won the last event in Pomona, and now you're sitting up here as the current number one qualifier in your category. Talk about the success you're carrying over from last year to this year.
Yeah, I'm just glad it's carrying over. You know, I mean, sometimes, you know, you do stuff at the end of the year and it doesn't carry over to the following year. And but we worked really hard. We made two more identical bikes to what mine is, and we're working the little bugs out of them for Angie and Scotty. And hopefully we can get two more of these bikes just like what I am, and where we can have a three-bike pretty awesome team. But everything's going flawless with my bike. You know, we went to a 176, I think, last run, and reset our own speed record. So pretty happy. Track is super smooth, and pretty excited about tomorrow. Tomorrow's supposed to be really cool.
So last year at this event, you did not qualify, and you ended up being the world champion. Can you talk about what the last 365 days have held for you and your bike?
Well, if it was a guarantee for me not to qualify this race and win the championship, I wouldn't even showed up this weekend. So, but, you know, we're here, and we're here to defend our title. And, you know, I think everybody knows that, you know, that one race last at the end of the year wasn't a fluke now. So we're going to be tough all year long. And if I get these other two bikes right, we're going to have three bikes that are going to be tough to deal with.
Questions from the media?
Given the weather tomorrow, the ET record has been around since 2012. Do you think there's a legit shot that we'll see that go tomorrow?
It's a legit shot. If I get all the track for the conditions tomorrow, we should be pretty bad. I think the Harley team's put something back here to spy on us or something. Something going on. But, you know, yeah, I think we can break the 72, and I think we can go 202, you know, and a half tomorrow if the weather's right.
So things were pretty quiet out of your trailer in pre-race testing. Were you making laps on your bike at all, or just you just had parked it and made laps on everybody, or worked with everybody else's bike to get them up and running?
I focused the first day of testing on Angie, and the second day I made two little eighth mile passes. None of my camp ran past eighth mile. We didn't want to show our hands. I wanted to focus on just making some eighth mile stuff. And by my second eighth mile pass, I knew we were going to be really fast. So, and the third day we worked with Scotty, you know, and we're still working with Scotty. Scotty's transitioning from the four cylinder to the V twin, and it's total different, you know, shifting. And it's going to take a little time, but he's going to come around. And when he does, the bike will be there for him and ready to put some big numbers up.
How long ago was it that he raced with you?
I think it was 3 years. I think he's been on the Suzuki for 3 years now, so it's a different world. But he'll be fine. Might take him a race or two, but he'll be back.
But you guys have found a groove since last season. You come out here, you show that here on your first qualifying pass. Mind you, the track temperature is 114. What goes into that? I mean, that's difficult. Everybody else is struggling to get to that. Just come out and kind of like, hey, I'm here, the champ is here.
Yep. Well, I watched that movie Ali, and that's what he kept saying, right? He said the champ is here. You know, just joking around. But you know, we worked a lot this winter to get some power, you know, putting some other motors that we have, and we have five bullets that are just like the one in my bike. And if these other two bikes, if I can get them to repeat like mine, we'll be good. You know, we're going to be really, really good. I know I'm going to be good this year. I'm just focused on the other two right now. But we do. I've never won this race. I've gotten runner-up twice at the Gator Nationals, and to win the 50th anniversary of the Gator Nationals would be an honor. And I would like to add that to my collection. But, you know, we'll wait and see what happens. We got two more days, so anything can happen. But we're not going down without a fight.
What is on your bucket list of things you'd still like to accomplish? Saying that you've got the championship, you won the purse race in Sonoma last year. I mean, what is there still left for you to do?
I've never won Gainesville, and I've never won Dallas. You know, so I would just like to win at every racetrack that we run on. And I think that's the only two left that I've never won at. So, you know, as a rider, I'd like to do that before I retire, you know. But my big bucket list this year is I want to get Scotty his first win. I want to get Angie a win this year. And, you know, of course, I'd like to get a win. So if I could get all three of us a win this year, then the cards will play down in the countdown to where we need to be at to battle for the championship.
You're planning on beating your dad to retirement, are you?
No, I'm not going to. I'm hoping he'll get out eventually and put me in a car so I can retire off the bikes, you know. That's what I like to do. I like to get in the car, you know, sometime and drive the Pro Mod car. But, you know, we'll see one day.
Do you think you'd have the same levels? I mean, you've had an incredible level of success as a privateer in this category. You think you'd have the same success?
Yeah, I think so. You get with the right team, you know, and Dez transitioning from the nitrous to the turbo, which that looks like that's the way you got to go to run over here for quarter mile stuff. And I think I could be just as successful over there in that deal if I got the opportunity.
Do